WGCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Friendly family man George, not so modest single guy Craig, and totally twisted, highly unstable Gordon. It's Dunham and Miller tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it is 3:53. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are out at Boston's Gourmet Pizza today in Irving, where if you'd like to come out here and try to win a nice big screen from the Home Theater Design Group, you certainly can do that. Come out here and give it a try. Kick a lime through some uprights that will be here, we're told, very, very shortly. And see how that works out for you. All right, so we're talking about living to be 100 years old, huh?
Yeah.
What's this all about?
The
Mike Reiter.
Last issue of Time Magazine on the cover, it says how to live to be 100. And inside, they interview and they kind of profile seven or eight different people who are over 100 years old and what they've
Mike
done
Reiter.
To get there and, you know, the steps that they've taken to reach that lofty age. And they interview the oldest woman living right now, I guess in America, the oldest living American. Her name is Verona Johnston. She's 114.
Wow.
Yeah. Get this.
Nice piece.
Not bad.
You know what? For 114, she's not bad, man. Not too bad. What do you think, Jake?
What does he know?
He's in.
Yeah, he's totally in. She's only 96 years older than you, Jake. Our intern, Jake, over here.
She got teeth?
Yeah, she has teeth. She gets around.
That means she was born in what? 1890?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
Good algebra, Greg.
She graduated from Drake University in 1912.
God.
She says she's never smoked before, but she's never had a special diet. She says, I really like mashed potatoes and gravy. Gravy tits. Her daily snack consists of orange juice
and gravy, right?
No, orange juice and exactly one cracker and one cinnamon drop candy and one cashew. Orange juice, one cracker, one cinnamon drop candy, and one cashew. That's her daily snack.
Well, she could make a can of cashews last a long time.
I know.
I mean, she might have bought them back in, what, back in the 60s, that one can. Still working on it.
She never drank until the last decade, until she was in her hundreds. She never touched alcohol. Then she moved in with her daughter and her daughter's husband, who are in their 80s.
They got to partying, huh?
When they introduced her to Bailey's Irish Cream. So now she drinks that daily.
Now, is it your grandfather on his way?
He'll be 100 next June.
Wow.
So Time has this poll, or this quiz in here. It says, how long will you live? And they say the average person living in an industrialized nation has the genetic makeup and environment to enable him or her to live up to the age of 87. All right, so basically, in the environment we live in now, we're all capable of living to 87 unless, obviously, cancer or hit by a bus or...
AIDS
or...
Herpes.
Chronic diarrhea, Mike. Something like that gets you.
Well, I've never heard of diarrhea getting anybody.
Oh, I have.
So, I've heard of other people being killed by diarrhea.
They have seven questions.
I've heard of a diarrhea killer.
What's that?
Mike almost killed me in the control room yesterday.
Yeah.
About three times.
They have seven questions. And whether or not if you live to be 87, if you make it, you know, those 87 years, which is kind of the control, if you'll actually make it the extra 13 years. So everybody gets to take this test, okay? First off, You start with your 87 years, and depending on your answers to the questions, add or subtract the appropriate number of years. First one, attitude. Are you optimistic? Do you generally approach life with good humor? Are you able to let go of things that can be stressful? If no, subtract 5 years.
Okay, Mike, subtract five.
Mike and Greg, subtract five.
No doubt. No, I don't think I have to subtract any.
Mike. Grego, you do.
Yeah, I admit I do. There's no question. I subtract five.
You stress out too much.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, but are you optimistic? Do you generally approach life with good humor?
You bet I do.
I mean, I guess as far as, like, Satan's concerned, you could say yes, but... I would say you subtract 5 years.
I would say I don't.
Danny, you optimistic? You generally
approach life? I don't
have
any stress.
Kevin, how about you?
Yes, I'm optimistic.
Seeing as how he's asleep for so much of the day, yeah, he probably is optimistic.
Me, I'm very optimistic.
The weed helps.
All right, genetics. Do you have at least some family members who have lived into their 90s or later? Exceptional longevity runs strongly in families.
Yeah, I have a grandmother who did.
Yes, I have several.
That have lived into their 90s?
Oh, yeah, I have several.
Danny,
I'm an adopted bastard, so I really don't know.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly do, so that clips me up to 97. Exercise.
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you like adding 5 years from 87?
No. You don't add. You stay flat. They're just saying if you stress out and you're not optimistic and you're a curmudgeon,
all right,
kind of like you, then you subtract 5 years.
Okay.
What about your relatives? Add or subtract?
Add 10 years. You got relatives who live in their 90s?
Inching closer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise. Do you set aside at least 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week to exercise? Muscle building exercises are particularly important.
Mm-hmm.
You can't add any years, but if you don't do this, then you automatically subtract 5 years.
I think I add on that.
I think we're all... You add? No, you subtract. You don't add anything.
You subtract if you don't.
Yeah, if you don't do it, then you subtract. You don't add anything.
Everybody's okay on that.
Yeah, I think everybody here exercises 30 minutes a day, 3 times a week. Interest.
Go ahead. Resistance training, though?
Yeah.
They said that helps.
That helps.
Okay.
Right. Interest. Do you do things that are challenging to your brain regularly? It's important to take on activities that are novel and complex. If yes, add 5 years. Now, Danny, separating seeds and stems does not count.
Why are you pointing the weed arrow at me, Mr. Pot Person?
That is not novel or complex. It's just tedious.
Right.
And you're just the one that a second ago said the weed helps you
remain
optimistic.
That was a drop.
No, it wasn't.
You can't tell the difference between
a drop
and me.
Either.
Well, that was a hell of a drop.
All right. See, I don't know if I do this or not. I don't know if coming in here
what about
and
reading?
Jerking around for four... Reading
not the, baseball
yeah,
books.
Yeah, reading the Jim Brown story.
I read quite a bit.
Grego, you read newspapers and...
Internet.
Internet.
Yeah, Penthouse Forum doesn't count, Grego.
And books.
And Moneyball doesn't count either.
Right. I don't think that we really work our brains the way that we need to. I mean, they say people that have Alzheimer's that run in their family, they really need to tax their brains hard in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. They really need to do a lot of work.
Well, what, like sitting around doing, you know, trig?
Crossword puzzles. I mean, stuff that really taxes your brain. Not sitting around and watching The Sopranos. Yeah.
Stop it. Turn that off. You know,
no doubt.
I agree to a certain point. I mean, we're not CPAs, so we're not trying to keep people off death row. But at the same time, we're trying to not get our balls busted all the time, and you got to be on your toes. We don't have mindless work where we can just sit around and do nothing. I mean,
I realize that.
You know, I don't know. Maybe the ticket ticker is not mindless work, but what we do is...
I mean, we're always staying on top of current events and...
The hard line.
I'm not going to say that that's extremely challenging, but I mean, that's
something
that stimulates brain, you know, a little bit of brain work.
I'm not saying that you have to sit around and you know, work on spreadsheets or something like that for 24/7, but I don't know if what we do qualifies as taxing.
No, what we do up here does not.
Okay.
This would be some sort of activity that we might engage in on the outside.
Have it fun.
And generally, outside of work, I do the same things I do within here because I talk about it. You know, I watch sports or watch
movies. When you go home and read E! News to your wife?
Boy.
Print off E! News again? You're not going to believe what happened. I mean, I don't think I do that enough.
Here I have the story about Paris Hilton for you.
Would you like to hear it? I will read it to you to tax my brain. All right, and by the way, that's only if you do that, you add 5 years, so don't add 5 years. Nutrition, do you have a diet that keeps you lean? Carrying extra weight is not conducive to longevity. Now, the hammer just shed about 600 pounds in the last year, so...
I mean, a lot better these days.
Yeah, you don't have to subtract Attaboy 7 years.
Hammer. Well,
Greg, Mike, do you have a diet that keeps you lean?
I eat boogers.
A lot of protein in boogers.
That works.
Michael?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I hang in there with it.
All right, let's go ahead and subtract 5 years from you.
No, you eat pretty well. I mean, you're always eating.
He eats.
Eat
the fisherman's
steak.
Platter.
Eat like fried steak.
Yeah, but...
he always eats a lot. He eats a lot
when
of
was the last
runs?
Time you saw me eat something like that?
I mean, you always eat a lot of fruit.
Always.
You always eat almonds. You do.
But this is very recent.
Sworn off everything except water. I haven't seen you drink anything but water in last 6 months.
This is all very recent.
Well, maybe very recent, but as long as I've seen Mike appear at the station, he has maintained the same weight for the most part. He didn't fluctuate a whole lot. He hasn't ballooned up at all.
Actually, he's lost some weight over the last year. All right, so you don't have to subtract anything. Get rid of smoking, flat out. Do you smoke? If yes, subtract 10 years.
They were inseparable from the time Pete was...
If you sound like that, then you need to subtract 10 years. Now, here's the kicker. If you smoked for a period of 7 years or more ever in your life, go ahead and subtract those 10 years still. So, Mike...
How long?
10, seven?
10, I'm sorry.
No, 7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
I don't think I made 7 years.
Mike... Woo-hoo!
Does it say anything about booze?
Booze? No.
That's surprising.
I know.
So you can drink as much as you want and it won't affect you.
I guess so.
How long you been flipping butts to Fog Hat, Danny?
6 years and 364 days.
So according to this, I will live...
Yeah.
What are you at?
131.
You know what? That old bastard will probably hang on and outlive all of us. He'll just be laying in bed, and it'll just be his head and just that noodle body just laying on a sheet.
Watching the view.
Why would anybody want to live to be 100, though?
Why?
Your grandfather's got a great quality of life, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you have, and that's the kicker to this, is how to live to be 100 and not regret it. I mean, if you're 100 and you're in a hospital and just hanging on for dear life, then no, I don't want to do that. But if you have quality life and you can get around and, you know, you don't need...
A bag?
Yeah, you don't have a bag. Mike?
Mike Reiner.
All right, what if you have everything else pretty normal, but you have a bag? You want that?
Yeah, I'll take the bag.
Which bag? Front or back?
Well, the bag...
Both.
Yeah, the bag is... Ooh. I don't think the bag is...
Discriminates.
Yeah, you can't really choose. I'll take the front. I mean, the bag works both ways. I'll take the bag. Is a bag really that bad? I mean, think about it.
You don't want the bag, Holmes.
You don't have any control?
I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about when I'm 99 or 100.
I don't know. I hear you can't get girls too well with a bag.
You're not going to get girls anyway when you're 100.
How do you know?
Watch me. You watch me.
Mike pointed at this, when I showed in the magazine, he pointed at this 114-year-old, and he goes, I'll have that when I'm 100.
God, Michael.
All right. Very nice.
Congratulations, Greg.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, what do you do?
What did you live to, Mike?
What?
What did you really live to, Greg?
Hammer?
Mine was 91.
91?
That's a Greg at 91 with Alzheimer's.
I don't know. I wasn't counting.
Well, that's good. Way to play the game.
All right, what do we have next?
E-news.
Entertainment news is next.
Yes.
Now, that will certainly stimulate us all mentally.
Yes. Britney on eBay with some very odd items.